attraction for visitors to Prague is the city's unusually rich history of magic and alchemy. The Czech capital also has more than its fair share of haunted places, around 130 in the old and new towns alone, according to American Raymond Johnston. A well-known journalist in Prague for many years, Johnston has now created an interactive map, chiefly intended for smartphones, that makes it easy to get on the trail of the city's phantoms and legends. As we sat recently outside the 14th century St. Peter's Church at Naporici, he explained how the map came about.
I was just trying to organize stories for myself because I was trying to take pictures. And I was always finding out that I missed a place right nearby. So I figured if I made a map for myself, it would be really useful. And then everyone I showed it to wanted a copy. So I had to make it more useful for everybody to put in little stories with every point. But I really started for my own research.
How long did it take you to compile the map?
Originally about 2 weeks, but it's a work in progress and will always be a work in progress. So I'm still working on it, still adding things all the time.
And how do you do your research?
I've got a bunch of books, both in English and in Czech, and then I also find things online. But I try to weed out the recently made-up stories, the fake stories from things that have some history or some background to them. I want to keep it with real legends and not just PR things people made up to promote their hotel or something.
Are there many of those?
There's a couple. There's a couple of fake ghost stories around town.
Give me an example.
There's a new ghost-haunted bar that just opened, and I can't find those stories anywhere.
And if I understand it right, your map is also related to an annual tour of Magic Prague, is that right?
Yes. The company I work for, Baba Studio, does a tour once a year. It'll be in April. And it's a week-long tour, mainly aimed for foreigners coming here because they book out an entire hotel. They don't only do Prague, they go Kutnohora, some other places. So it's a really full week of seeing things, but everything on it has some kind of magical or esoteric or historical connotation in that aspect.
Where do they go? What are the most popular sites on the tour?
It's the places you would mainly go along the tourist area, but what they hear is different. Of course, you go to Charles Bridge, the castle area, Kampa, and some of the churches around town, and then some things out of town. But what they hear is not the same as you would get on other tours.
Typically, when they come, have they got knowledge of any of Prague's legends? I presume, for example, the golem they must know.
Yeah, they know some of the background, and the website I'm working for is to give them a chance to read up a little more on the background. But yeah, they all have a little bit of knowledge or a little bit of interest or they wouldn't come here.
Who are the people who come on the tour?
They come from the US. They come from other parts of Europe. I think there were some people from Australia and South America last time. They usually have some interest in esoteric things, tarot card reading and fortune telling and things like that. But it's open to anybody who just wants a different side of the history. And we don't only cover ghosts. We have where alchemists lived, where some real fortune tellers lived. There was a woman on the Golden Lane at Prague Castle who predicted the Germans would lose World War II, and the Nazis tried to get her to recant that, and she refused and was actually killed for that. So we have her on the map. We have several like other real people on the map where John Dee and Edward Kelly are supposed to have lived, that they were real alchemists who came here, and various people associated with the court of Rudolf II. So we try to mix in some real people and some other things as well as just the ghosts.
Do you believe in alchemy?
I think alchemy was really interesting in that you couldn't make a scientific discovery unless you made a corresponding spiritual discovery within yourself. And when you look at how we've handled atomic power, if we had matured ourselves enough to be able to handle that, it would have been so much better. If we had said, yes, we have atomic power, but we must make ourselves worthy of it, worthy of this gift, then we could have avoided Hiroshima. So I think there is some value to alchemy if you look at it that way, because there was some real science being done alongside with the mumbo-jumbo aspect, as people would call it now. But there was a value to that. There was a point they were searching for something deep in the soul as well as something real and physical in the scientific world.
Getting back to your map, would Czechs know the legends and ghosts that appear on the map?
They know some of them, but I think people are surprised at the volume of them between Old Town and New Town. There's like 130 haunted houses, which is a lot. When I mapped them all, I was surprised how many there were. So they know some of the stories. But we have gotten a lot of interest from Czech people. There's a small article in Metro about it, and some other Czech websites mentioned it. So they don't know all the legends, but they are interested.
And how can you use this map? You can have it on your mobile. You can open it in Google Maps.
You can open it on your smartphone and follow it around like any other map. And when you come to a point, you can touch on the point and it gives you a small 1 or 2 sentence story about it. And some of them have links to a larger story on the website. That part we're still building up until, I don't think we'll ever get, like every point we'll have a story.
We're here outside the Church of St. Peter at Napožiči. Why have you come here? What are the stories associated with this church?
Actually, outside of the center, this is one of the most haunted places. There's three ghosts here, three ghosts and a unicorn. The first ghost was a gravedigger during one of the plagues, and he was also a card player, and all of his friends died, and he just wished to the devil he could have one more game with his friends. So, of course, the devil quickly obliged him, and he had one more game with his friends, but now he wanders the area cursed as a ghost, trying to get more people to play with him, but it's a high-stakes game. If you lose your soul. There's a harlot, a woman of the night, was chased by a policeman down the street. She tried to jump over a fence and got killed by the attack dog, and she was afraid her father in Kutnohoro would find out what she was doing for a living. So if anyone reassures her that her father won't find out, she'll be set free from being a ghost. The third thing is, there's a magical light. This used to be a cemetery until all the urban cemeteries got moved out of the center of town. And a magical light will appear over where there's a buried treasure in someone's tomb, according to a story. I've never seen it. And then the last thing is, a magician down the street summoned up a unicorn, quickly lost control of it, didn't know enough magic. The unicorn ran off and sometimes comes back here, according to the legend. Again, I've never seen it.
What are the parts of the city with the highest concentrations of ghosts and legends?
Vyšehrad has an awful lot. And then from Prague Castle and Lovratenské náměstí, down the root of a street across the Charles Bridge into Old Town Square. So the main tourist route, but that was also the most heavily populated area way back in history, so that would make sense.
And I noticed from the map that there are several legends or ghosts associated also with the Charles Bridge.
Yeah, there's quite a lot there. There's legends there, like everyone knows, the one town they brought the hard-boiled eggs instead of regular eggs to help make the concrete. Supposedly there's a golden sword buried in the bridge that St. Wenceslas will come when the country's in its most dire need and take the sword and go to the mountain Blanik and lead a ghost army to save the country. That's a well-known story. One of the statues is of a Turkish person, and there's a small prison there with people trapped in it. Apparently he comes off the statue at night, wanders around the town, and tries to find people to put into his dungeon there. I know that's kind of a little bit of a racist story. Some of the ghost stories have a bit of a old-fashioned tone to them. There's someone who stole an old-fashioned bicycle near the bridge, rode it into the river and drowned, and he became a ghost. He can be freed if he returns it to the biking club. The thing is, the biking club no longer exists.
Isn't it also the case that on Charles Bridge there is a statue where if you rub it, it's lucky? But this is a relatively new thing. It doesn't have a history.
Yeah. I've traced that back to around 1990, and capitalism was new here, and some college students wanted to make some money and began charging people 50 hellers to touch the statue for good luck. And that's where that started, because if you look at pictures from even the 1950s, none of that is rubbed shiny. And if that had been going on for hundreds of years, that would show in the pictures. It would be rubbed shiny, and it's not. So I've actually traced that back to about 1990. It's very popular, though. It's so popular now that there's three or four places people touch, because the tour guides have to break the crowds up to touch different things now, because everyone wants to touch something for good luck. So there's three or four different places now people touch, not just the statue of John of Nepomuk. Touching the dog for luck, I think, was the first.
What are the most popular stories with visitors to Prague?
The ones I hear tour guides telling the most is on the side of City Hall, there's that statue of the Black Knight, and that's a ghost, and that's a well-known legend, and it's one of the few actual statues of a ghost anywhere in the world. He was a knight, he killed his fiancée in a jealous rage, and through various things got turned into stone, and he can be released once every 100 years if a woman of true heart kisses him, but nobody knows what the day is. So, good luck.
And are there any stories that you yourself particularly like?
There's a ghost of an angry turkey on Kampa. Around Easter, you're not supposed to eat meat on Friday, but the mill keeper there couldn't wait, so he ate the turkey on Friday, choked and died right away. But he didn't come back as a ghost. The turkey came back as a ghost, and it apparently flames and is very angry on some Good Fridays, though he hasn't been seen recently.
Are there any of these stories or legends that are particularly gruesome?
Yeah, there's quite a few headless horsemen. There's a lot of people killing their fiancés, so you wind up with a lot of headless women walking around. There's several related to wars. There's a ghoul or a zombie in Stromovka, left over from the uprising of 1848, who eats raw fish and sometimes comes out of the lake there and tries to catch people, but he's so slow he never catches anybody.
What about the funniest names? Perhaps by the very nature of translating the names, some of them do sound kind of hilarious in English, especially when you see them on the map alongside normal names on Google Maps, like of hotels or cafes. I noticed, for example, the headless wife who wears a pot, the strangling Jewess, and my favorite, the smelly half-witted knacker.
Yeah, I think like Czech names, you get used to people being named strange things, but they do sound a bit funny in English. The woman who wears a pot for her head, she died during a plague and the husband cut her head off, put a pot there hoping nobody would notice. Now she wanders around with the pot on her head. Yeah, the smelly half-witted knacker was a kind of a child molester who worked in a rendering shop, so he smelled bad working with dead animals all the time.
Should call him the smelly child molesting half-witted knacker.
You could say that. I don't think that would help raise his popularity very much.
What's your own relationship, Raymond, to ghosts and the supernatural?
Well, I find it like a really interesting history, and I like to keep that history going. I don't want it to be forgotten, but myself, I would need a lot more convincing to think that the ghosts really exist. I've not ever seen them. I've not ever found them at the places they're supposed to be at the times they're supposed to be. But I think it's a history, like Prague's known as the Magic City. And I think we should keep that magic open to people, to let people know what it was like here. I mean, this was a big part of people's lives a long time ago. Horoscopes, fortune-telling, ghosts, witches, even vampires were huge here. And now, like, nobody remembers that.